Next item on the agenda, public hearing, consideration of proposed amendments to regulation 4VAC 1090 and 1180 to increase saltwater recreational fishing license fees for non-residents, prohibit the purchase of a private boat license by a non-resident whose boat is not registered in Virginia. Mr. Travelstead.
You'll see a table on the first page of the evaluation that shows you the list of all of the resident and proposed non-resident fees. In every case, with the exception of commercial fishing pier, we're recommending that non-residents pay twice the resident fee. Years ago, our non-resident commercial fees were challenged in court, and we lost. And as a result of that case, the courts instructed Virginia how to go about determining what an appropriate non-resident fee is, or what it should be. We have used those procedures in this case. They involve simply adding up all of the general funds that are spent in this agency to manage and enforce recreational fisheries rules, and dividing by the number of licenses that we sell to residents. And when you go through that process, for the individual license, it shows that we could legally charge a fee nearly as high as $50 to any non-resident. Of course, we're only proposing to charge a non-resident $25. So we think we're well within the advice of the courts in doubling these fees for non-residents. All of the states, just about, charge non-residents higher fees. At the freshwater level, at the hunting level, it's consistent throughout the United States that non-residents are charged higher fees. You'll see examples in the second table on that first page of where some of the other Atlantic coastal states stand, with South Carolina charging non-residents 3.5 times the resident rate, which is far more than what we're recommending here. There are two regulations that need to be amended. Regulation 1090 incorporates almost all of these licenses, with one exception. That's the fishing guide license fee, and that's in Regulation 1180. And you'll see the change on page 2 of that regulation to raise the non-resident fishing guide license from $100 to $200. The only other provision is the one dealing with whether or not non-residents are eligible to purchase the boat license. Here in Virginia, and the General Assembly in House Bill 2223 authorized you to prohibit non-residents from buying that boat license unless their boat is registered in Virginia, and we are recommending that you adopt that provision as well. One final item in the way of clarity, because this is the only public comment or question that we've gotten on this, and that is, will the increases in these fees affect individuals who are licensed in Maryland and the Potomac River? And the answer is no. We have a reciprocity agreement with the state of Maryland and the Potomac River. We accept their licenses as valid here in Virginia. And so any Marylander who is licensed in their state, anyone who's purchased a Potomac River license, is still free to come down here without having to pay these non-resident fees. Those licenses will continue to be honored.
Questions of Mr. Travelstead? This is a public hearing. Does anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? Yes, sir. Come forward, please. Could you again state your name for the record, please?
Yes, sir. Keith Miller with the Virginia Charter Boat Association, I'm the Secretary. The VCBA initiated and supported the action taken to establish non-residence fee for recreational saltwater fishing licenses. We appreciate the support of VMRC to move this legislation along, and we are in favor of the proposal to establish non-residence fees on all saltwater recreational fishing license permits that are double the fees paid by Virginia residents.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Appreciate your comments. Any questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Blaine.
Chairman, I propose that we adopt the proposed amendment to Regulation 4BAC 20-1090 and 20-1180 as proposed by staff.
Your second to the motion, second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.